Getting back to your baton twirling days,
okay.
Tell me about your career as a baton twirler.
Well, it was an awful lot of fun. I mean, we met every day after school for practices and learning how to twirl, and we'd march in the Memorial Day parade, march from the high school all the way up to the cemetery. I guess it was a cemetery up, I can't remember it now, up in Farmingdale, goes up a road, goes, and Bethpage is the town north of it. So we'd march up to the cemetery, and it was a long, long walk, as I remember.
And you were walking and twirling.
And twirling. We would, you know, when the band would start playing is when we'd have to twirl and do our routine. I started in high school.
So about
14. About 14, yeah.
So it's something you signed up for as part of high school.
You had to be chosen for it.
And what were the criteria for selection?
I don't remember. Popularity.
Yeah.
Being like a cheerleader, it's the same thing.
Yeah. How many baton twirlers were there on your crew?
There were four of us.
Yeah.
Four of us.
And did you have routines?
Oh, we did. We
all
did.
In sync?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were very good at it.
What was the uniform like?
It was a white fitted top. Our colors were white and green. And it was all trimmed with green around the neck. And then a little short skirt. Well, I say short. Came down probably to the knee. And we wore tights under it. A white skirt trimmed with green. And when I started dating my husband during my senior year, when it came time to march, he had a fit because the skirts were too short. We did twirling at the high school football games.
Okay.
But not marching, but that's the one time that we marched. It was fun. It was a fun time.
Any mishaps?
Not that I remembered. I'm sure there were.
What were the shoes that went with that? Were they boots?
We had to wear boots,
yeah. Were they like go-go boots?
They were high up to here.
Yeah.
Just white boots.
Yeah. So kind of like go-go
yeah.
boots. Neat. That's kind of fun.
It was neat.